This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Christina Thomas.
With us, Becca Bacon-Martin. She is the features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
I know this doesn't happen nearly enough, but tonight we set sail for the River Valley, where the University of Arkansas in Fort Smith is debuting its first big musical production, South Pacific.
They have been working on this for a long time.
Since August or something ridiculous. Bob Stevenson, who's their director of theater, said he chose South Pacific because it has a timely sense of purpose to it. You know, it's not a fuzzy musical.
Right. And as he pointed out, I had a conversation with him a week or so ago, as he pointed out, almost every song in this production has made its way into the tapestry that is pop culture.
Oh, yeah, Happy Talk and Some Enchanted Evening and I'm Gonna Wash That Man Right Out of My Hair. They're very excited because they've gotten to do all the Broadway sort of things. They have a pit orchestra, they have a full rolling set, they have a cast and crew of close to 100, and they have the Arkansas Best Performing Arts Center instead of Breedlove Auditorium.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Lots of fun. You know, it's a Pulitzer Prize winning show and one... three Tonys?
Something like that.
And some revival Tonys. So, as Bob Stevenson put it, it's not as feel-good as some of the other classic musicals, but it's epic, sweeping, and full of pageantry.
And has a character from Little Rock.
Yes. Nellie Forbush.
Forbush, right.
Okay, 7:30 today and tomorrow, 2:30 Sunday, Arkansas Best Performing Arts Center at the Fort Smith Convention Center. Tickets are $12 to $15. At 788-7300. Now, we're staying in the River Valley for this whole thing.
All right.
On Saturday in Fort Smith, there's a duel of indie rockers called Day Moths.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. It's a husband and wife, and they play at 8 o'clock in an all-ages show at a place called Paradigm Shift.
Also interesting.
They started performing together in the band Vox Vermilion and then became a duo, and they recently released an album called Back in Time. Cover charge is $5. And then on Sunday in Fort Smith, the first of the Clayton Conversations at the Clayton House. This should be really interesting. A cardiologist named Taylor Pruitt is going to speak about, he's been writing commentary about the literature of medicine. And now that commentary is going to become a book, but he's going to talk about some of the things he's learned. Kitchen surgery. Mm. Yummy topics mm-hmm. like that. Something about removing gallbladders on the kitchen table.
Ooh.
Mm. Yeah. 2:30 Sunday at the Clayton House Museum. They've got a whole list of these coming up.
Fourth Sunday every month.
Should be a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And it's my favorite word.
Free.
And finally on Wednesday, country performer Elizabeth Cook will be at Second Street Live in Fort Smith for a concert at 7:30. She's been playing at the Grand Ole Opry for a decade, so tradition runs deep in her songs. But our music writer, Kevin Kinder, also describes her as a fierce singer-songwriter who has penned tunes with titles like Sometimes It Takes Balls to Be a Woman.
So there you go.
7:30 Wednesday at Second Street Live. Tickets are $25.
All right.
Now, would you like to come back north with me?
Sure.
Okay. Tonight, Pancho Sanchez, Latin drummer, Walton Arts Center, 8 o'clock. Tickets start at $10. Saturday, Wonders of Winter Wildlife. It's an all-day program at Hobbs State Park near Rogers. Eagle cruises at 9 and 3. An intro to birding at 10. A bird hike at 11. A program with Joe Neal at 2. And a program with Lynn Scambato on raptor rescue at 3.
Fitting, or maybe not so fitting, that for this winter wildlife day, temperatures are going to be in the 60s, maybe 70s.
And you remember that we were told that you don't see many eagles when the weather's like that. Mm. But then who really cares?
That's right. You'll be outside.
Symphony of Northwest Arkansas is Saturday night. Mm-hmm. Masterworks 2 at 7:30 at the Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville. And Red Dirt country musician Stoney LaRue plays Saturday at George's Majestic Lounge. Admission to the 9 o'clock show is $15.
There is a creative conversation before the Sona concert as well that begins at 6:45.
I wonder if some guy named Kyle Kellums might be hosting that.
He might be.
He might be. So
he's apparently talking about himself in the third person now.
If you've never met Kyle, this would be a good opportunity to go and harass him about his insanity.
Thank you, Becca. Becca Bacon-Martin is features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.